This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The war between Israel and Hamas is expected to get even worse now. And now Iran is speaking out.
Local media reports that Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has rejected allegations about his country's role in Hamas attacks against Israel, but said Iran will continue supporting Palestinians. It was the first reaction to the war by Khamenei, who has final say on all state matters in the country. However, he said, "We defend Palestine, we defend the fights." He praised the capable, smart, and courageous young Palestinians. He said the disaster for Israel came because mistakes were made by Israel against Palestinians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The surprise attack by Hamas on Saturday has now left at least 1,600 people dead on both sides. This morning, Israel's been bombarding Gaza as payback, and it's warning Hamas not to harm the hostages it's holding, saying it will not forgive that crime. Former President Trump's civil fraud trial resumes this morning in New York.
Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York enters its second week, with the former CFO of his company expected on the witness stand and the former president not expected to be there. Alan Weisselberg, also a defendant in the New York Attorney General's lawsuit, is expected to testify about his role in preparing Trump's annual financial statements, which were used to make deals and secure loans. The lawsuit alleges Weisselberg engineered Donald Trump's financial statements to meet his demands that his net worth be increased and signed off on inflated valuations for assets. Julie Walker, New York.
Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter jailed in Russia on espionage charges, has lost an appeal this morning in Moscow. That means he'll stay in jail now, at least through the end of November. Nobody won Powerball last night. This is AP News. President Biden still trying to relieve those burdened by student loans. The AP's Donna Warder.
President Joe Biden's second attempt to provide student loan relief moves forward. 14 people chosen by the president will meet today in the first of three hearings to negotiate the details of a new student loan cancellation plan. Their goal is to guide the Education Department toward a proposal after the Supreme Court rejected Biden's first plan in June. The negotiators are all from outside the federal government, from loan servicers and state officials to the NAACP. Biden directed the Education Department to find another way for loan relief after the high court ruled that he couldn't cancel student loans using a 2003 law called the HEROES Act. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Dow gained 197 points yesterday. The S&P was up 27. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.